fertilizing the grass this time of year, does it need like weed and feed or just...
Okay, now are you talking about the cool season grass or warm season? Are you know tall fescue versus Bermuda grass?
It's got a mixture of both, and there's a whole lot of Bermuda.
Okay, well now Bermuda grass doesn't need any fertilizer this time of year. What does need fertilizer is the cool season stuff. That's the tall fescue, the bluegrass, rye grasses, things like that. And yeah, this is a fine time to do that. Actually, we'd recommend that you do the majority of the fertilization on those cool season grasses in the fall, you know, September, October, November. Applications there. You know, weed and feed only if you have weeds. I mean, there's no point of applying the weed component of that, which is a herbicide, just been mixed with a fertilizer, unless you have broadleaf weeds in a lawn area. If you do have broadleaf weeds in a lawn area and you're going to fertilize it anyway, then okay, it makes sense to go ahead and use that. Keep in mind that weed and feeds, they have to stick to the plant so they can dissolve and be absorbed into the plant tissue. So the plant needs to be damp or wet to help that those particles adhere to the leaf surface. So, you know, an application early in the morning where it's not going to, there's not any rain forecast for at least for the next 24 hours is a good way to approach that. Or if, you know, if you can't do it early in the morning, you got to do it later in the day, then you know, run a sprinkler or something first to get the grass wet, the plants wet, so that they will that those particles will adhere to the weed leaf tissues, leaf surfaces, and you'll just see better results out of it. But yeah, if you've got weeds, sure, use the weed and feed, but if you don't, there's no point in putting it out there.
Okay, what's a good fast growing shade tree?
A good fast-growing shade tree. Well, gosh, boy, red maples grow fast. And there are some pretty ones out there. You know, get a good red maple. I mean, silver maples grow fast, but they're not the prettiest ones in the world. And they tend to have roots on top of the ground more so than others do. Poplars, tulip poplars, you know, the state tree, they grow fast. You know, and how fast is fast, I guess. Sycamores, boy, you like pretty shade trees. They're excellent. I mean, they grow relatively fast. So those are kind of decent options, I think. Those, you know, maples or sycamores, either one. I'm assuming you're talking about a deciduous tree that'll shed its leaves, but if you're talking about an evergreen, then, you know, a fast-growing one, white pine is a fast-growing, but now... I don't know that I'd suggest that you plant a lot of white pines. They can have some problems later on when they get older. So I, you know, for shade trees, the broadleaves, the deciduous, like the poplar, like the sycamore, the maples. And if you want a great big one, then those will get big. You know, smaller ones, things like old redbud, for example. You know, they don't get super large. I mean, there are a lot of choices. They're good ones.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, you're very welcome.
Thank you for calling. Right now the time is 8:37. If you're on hold, just bear with us. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll get to your call next. Our guest today is Mitchell Moat from the Agriculture Extension Service, and again, the time, 8:37. We'll be right back. Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews with Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been in this organization for almost 20 years now, and we're excited about our new owners and what's going on. I think we'll be able to offer you increasing value, customer satisfaction, and selection. So come see us at Ford of Murfreesboro.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield. Ford of Murfreesboro.
WeatherEye.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast today. Overcast skies, a high temperature in the upper 60s, and a south wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, 63.
At Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street, we now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. 962-9050.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
As we get ready to close out your rush hour, Rutherford County, still seeing some pretty slow traffic through the Laverne area, however, not looking as bad as we were earlier. If you happen to be hopping on 840 westbound for the first few miles off I-24, you will see some brake lights, but that thins out pretty quickly. Don't forget, guys, we do have some construction on both sides of the interstate right at 840, and we do have scattered showers coming through the area throughout the day, so wherever you're going, you might want to give yourself a few extra minutes. This traffic report is brought to you by the law office of Bart Durham. Justice is your right. Give him a call, 866-468-6603. With your WGNS traffic, I'm John Boyce.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
This is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire Service, where we now offer the Michelin Promise Plan. The Michelin Promise Plan is a new offer which includes a 30-day ride guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and a limited mileage warranty on all Michelin passenger and light truck tires, replacement and original equipment. Did you know we now provide air conditioning service? Let our ASC certified technicians get your car road ready today.
Southeastern Tire Service on Broad Street across from Advance Auto.
Good morning. It is 8:41, 63 degrees outside. Our guest today is Mitchell Moat from the Agriculture Extension Service. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning. I want to know, do you recommend using mulch balls to help keep insects like spiders and centipedes from out of your house?
Do I recommend using them? No, ma'am. I don't, simply because... You know, the product itself isn't, you won't find on the label that it's suggested that you use it for that purpose. You know, mothballs are, you know, primarily designed to help keep moths and so on, close moths and so on away. Now, there are folks that will say that I have used mothballs to deter some things. You know, if you think about it, and that would be primarily I'm talking about we use mothballs, you know, to keep say skunks away from the house or something like that, you know, put them in the barn to keep mice out of the lawn from building nests up in the lawnmower motor, because they'll sure do that. They'll get inside those small engines and build nests and so on in there. But you know, the label itself for the mothballs doesn't suggest that it's, you know, for that purpose. Now, if we think about it just a minute, let's say if we're going to use, if the goal is to use something like that to keep the insects out of the house, well, you've got, you know, you can't just put them here in one spot. You would have to have a barrier of something around the perimeter of the home, and that's the reason that, you know, the insecticide sprays work pretty well, because you can spray a barrier around the exterior of the home to keep those out. Now, do they have any repellent? Do mothballs or moth flakes have any repellent qualities against spiders? I don't know. They certainly might. But do I recommend that you use them? No, I do not.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Our number again is 893-1450. Give us a call if you have a lawn or garden-related question. Now, we got an email, I guess it was last week, last time you were on the air, somebody saying they had skunks in their yard. How do you deter skunks? Would mothballs, like you said, help that?
No, I don't think you'll deter them from a lawn area like that. Assuming that they had any repellent qualities at all, I mean, you're going to buy enough mothballs to treat the lawn. and, gosh, that's probably not a good thing. To keep a critter out of the yard, a fence is the best thing. A good tight fence. Skunks dig, so you know, they'll dig, and that, you, That's why they're in-laws. I mean, they're looking for something to eat. You know, if you've ever gone out and found holes dug in the lawn, very shallow holes, they're somewhat they're kind of a cone shape, you know, an inverted cone. They're more narrow at the bottom and wider at the top, but they don't go very deep. You know, maybe yay deep. Well, I'm saying yay deep, holding my fingers up. You can't see that on radio. So probably 3-4 inches deep at the most. Odds are that was from a skunk. And skunks eat worms. They eat grubs and things like that. So, you know, they're out digging for them. But, I mean, to keep them out of the lawn, dogs, you know, can sometimes help do that. Of course, dogs often get sprayed by skunks. And so then you've got to put up with that smell. But to keep skunks out of a lawn area, or in possums, et cetera, things like that. But possums climb. But you know, a fence is the best deterrent that I'm aware of. Now, folks say, well, you know, you can take and soak like cotton material or absorbent material in ammonia, or you can make little bags out of old ladies' pantyhose and put mothballs in them, so on, and hang them around in places around trees and so on. Can you do that? Well, sure you can do that. I don't have any argument against that at all, that you can do that. Is it going to be effective? Well, I don't know. Think about it. On a day like today, how long is that ammonia-scented material going to be effective outside? Well, how long is the ammonia scent going to be there? Not long. I mean, it's going to dissipate in the atmosphere, and rain's going to make it go away even faster. Same thing on the mothballs. I mean, they're going to dissolve. Whether it rains on or not, they're not going to last a long time. Could a person get any temporary benefit from it? Let's say putting something like that around crawl space doors and vents and so on the foundation of a house. Maybe so. Is it going to last a long time? No, not out in the environment. It's going to go away pretty quick.
Let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Is that me?
That's you.
Yes. I was wondering what kind of plants, flowers, or things like that can you put out that comes back every year that you don't have to keep on planting?
Oh, gosh, anything that's a perennial, you know, like, for instance, now is a good time to plant bulbs for the spring, you know, things like your, like tulips and like the little daffodils, crocus, et cetera, things like that. Then in the springtime of the year, you can plant summer flowering bulbs, you know, dahlias. You can put out iris out now also. But in the springtime, you know, dahlias, gladiolus, et cetera, those are going to come back year after year. The Indian blanket flower, Galardia, that's a right pretty little flower. Well, I mean, pretty, I guess, is the eye of the beholder, I suppose. But, I mean, that's a flower that comes back year after year, blooms in the summertime. Peonies, you know, they're beautiful flowers, and they're perennials. They come back year after year after year. I just went totally blank. My mind did.
What kind of green, you know, green shrubbery plant thing?
Like woody plants, okay. Most all of those are any of those evergreen shrubs. Any of your hollies, and that would be the Chinese holly, the Japanese holly, big leaf, small leaf. You have the upright growth, the more rounded growth that grow out and stay fairly short. Of those that grow up pretty tall, I mean, they're all evergreen, and they're going to stay green year round. Then you go with the needle type leaves that you'll see, say, on like dwarf spruce, on yews, on arborvitaes, things like that. You also, in the broadleaf category, the nandinas, the small nandinas, the dwarf nandinas. Now, they're not green at all. They are orangey red and purple kind of tinges and shades to that foliage, but they keep the leaves on year round. They don't shed them at all. I mean, is that the kind of stuff you're talking about? As far as, you know, vegetative plants.
Just something that stays green, or, you know, just comes back every.
And then you look at, like, for ornamental grasses. You know, a lot of ornamental grasses can be used. Monkey grass. People talk about monkey grass. Well, it's liriope is what it is. And that can be a solid green color. It can be dark green, light green. You can have variegated where you've got green and light in the same blade, you know, so you got the variegation of that color. You have the mondo grasses that can be dark green small. You have There's like blue fescue, sheep fescue. It's blue in color. It's an ornamental fescue. It can be planted in clumps like that. And then you have the bigger grasses, you know, like the fountain grass or the pampas grass. It depends on how big a space you've got, whether you'd put something like that, because some of those grow really tall. But then you have like the red top grasses. I forget the name of them, but they're sort of like they're native grasses, kind of like. Switchgrasses, or bluestem grasses, so on, but they're ornamental versions of those things, and they come back year after year. So there are a lot of choice. Anything that's got perennial in the name, or any of the woody plants that you put out there, I mean, assuming that they survive, they're going to live a long time.
Yeah, okay, that's what I need.
All right, well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Our number again, 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. What else do we need to be doing to our yard this time of year? Anything, or just relax?
Well, it just depends on what it needs. If you don't, you know, if and I've seen some. I was in a fellow's yard Tuesday, and as far as the grass is concerned, you know, he didn't need to do anything except just his normal fall fertilization. He didn't need to do any overseeding in it. He didn't, and I'm talking of fescue turf. He didn't need to do any aeration or whatnot because the grass looks excellent. And he knew how to take care of it during the summer. He didn't cut it off real short. He maintained a real high cut on it during the stress periods, you know, 4 inches or so. And that just helps that grass along. He didn't have a lot of weed issues. So if you have weeds in the lawn now, you don't need to do any seeding in there. You don't plan to do any seeding. Now's a good time to control those because they're young and actively growing. You can usually have better success with a one-time treatment now than you would in March next year when those things are more mature and they don't respond as well to the to a herbicide application. The cool season turf grasses, the bluegrass, the tall fescue, etc. September, October, November, those are the months that we suggest you do the majority of your fertilization. 3/4 of the fertilizer for the year goes out in those months. If you're following a high maintenance plan, and that means that you're looking for about the best quality you can expect to get out of that turf grass, you're going to follow a schedule, something like that. On the warm season grass, you know, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, so on, I think a real benefit of those grasses, number one, is they tolerate dry weather and heat. They'll survive in that, whereas the tall fescue and so on, they can be stressed more and they get thinned out sometimes during those conditions. So that's a real plus for choosing those warm season grasses. Okay, but another plus is when, you know, they're slowing down their growth right now. So they're not growing as fast. They don't have to be mowed nearly as much. And when we do get that frost, they're going to stop growing altogether. They're going to turn brown now. That means no more mowing at all. Well, you know what? That's a good thing, unless you just like to mow grass, because you can park the lawnmower. You know, that's just another chore you can take off the list until sometime next year. It's going to be probably in April or May before you have to get the lawnmower out again for Bermuda grass and Zoysia grass, because it'll be that long before they really break dormancy and start growing again. It's going to have to be when the spring comes and the soil warms up and they initiate growth again. But there are folks that don't like the brown color. So they will overseed it with some ryegrass. If that's you and you have Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, and you don't like the brown color, go out and overseed it with some ryegrass now. Folks that sell seed appreciate it. Folks sell gasoline for the lawnmowers appreciate it, and so on, because you just get to use more of it. You'll get to keep mowing it longer. It's kind of like the cool season grass people will. I mean, cool season grasses, they'll grow way up into November, even December. I've mowed grass in December before on those. But if you had Bermuda grass, you didn't overseed it with ryegrass, you didn't have to mow it in December. You didn't have to mow it in November much either. But those are things that, you know, you can be doing out in the lawn area now. Rake leaves. Leaves are falling off trees now. Leaves laying on top of the grass is not a good thing. Get them up. Mulch them up. Rake them up. Suck them up with a vacuum. Use a sweeper on them, whatever. Chop them up with a lawnmower so that they'll break down faster. But, you know, you've got a big layer of leaves covering grass out there. Well, you're taking away their ability to make energy because they've got to have sunlight on them to make energy, especially those. If you've overseeded and you've got little baby grass, trash plants coming up, they don't need to fight to try to get sunlight through a thick layer of wet leaves, what you've got out there right now, because, you know, the wind blows, the rains blow are coming, and it's going to knock leaves down. So, you know, get those up on a regular basis. You know, compost them, add them to the garden spot, work them into the soil. You know, those are all things that would be appropriate and need to be done now.
We got a call on hold. Just bear with us. We're going to take one more break, then we'll get to your call right after this.
Well, it's us again, Margaret.
And Tia with Michael's Painting. All of us hope you are having a great day so far. We just wanted to remind you that you can call my dad, Michael, with Michael's Painting at 542-1891 for all your painting. We paint residential, commercial, and interior and exterior.
We are a family-owned and operated business here in Rutherford County, so call my husband, Michael, and get your painting done, 542-1891.
Maybe you need a new mattress, but you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen. Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen-size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WeatherEye.
Showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast today. Overcast skies, a high temperature in the upper 60s, and a south wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 63.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
It is 8:55. You're listening to WGNS. 63 degrees outside and raining in some parts of Rutherford County this morning. We'll go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Mitchell Moat.
Yes, good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I wanted to ask Mitchell a question about cutting back boxwoods.
Okay.
Ours have just literally taken over, and what we're wanting to do is cut them back maybe 4 feet from the top and on each side a couple of feet. Is that going to kill them?
Assuming they're good, strong, healthy plants now, well, probably not. It's probably not going to kill them. Apparently, it's been a while since they've been pruned.
Well, last year, I mean, the people who trimmed them for me, we weren't able to do it. I didn't stay out with them, and they didn't trim them back as far as I wanted it then. And, of course, now, this year, it's just extra on, so yeah. They've just gone crazy.
Okay. You know, the thing to keep in mind is the further back you cut, you get in that bigger wood, and it may look ugly for a while.
That's okay.
But, yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of them that have been cut back pretty hard, and they're slower to recover from that, simply because they've just got, you know, generate a lot more buds down there to come out. But assuming it's a good, healthy plant to begin with, you know, they can tolerate some pretty hard pruning. I would maybe go ahead and wait until we did get a good frost on them, though, because you don't want them trying to put out new fresh growth now before the frost comes.
Yeah,
because
well, they're putting out new growth now.
yeah, I'm sure they are. I've noticed some driving down Main Street just yesterday that there's a lot of new growth in the tops of some of the some boxwoods around the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So you prune them hard now and you get that new growth on them. Then it comes and freezes. Well, that new tissue is a lot more susceptible to damage.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, if they're good, strong plants, you ought to be able to do that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Well, Mitchell, we have about 2 minutes left. Is there anything coming up with the Agriculture Extension Office?
In terms of special programs, gosh, you know what? There's something in November that Pat Whitaker's doing in over in the Family and Consumer Science side of things in gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. It's a kind of a foods program, and I do apologize to Pat for not being able to give full details on that. But you could go to the UT Extension website, the Rutherford County Extension website, or call the Extension office during business hours, 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, at 898-7710 and get the details. But it's a foods program, and I don't remember the details on it, honestly, and I apologize for that. Of course, the farmers market's still in business now. They'll Tuesday through Friday on up through November. I don't remember exactly the date that they're going to shut off, but so tomorrow farmers market will be open again at the community center at Lanark Park.
Big market too.
It's still got a lot of stuff, you know, and boy, my greens and so on are coming in right now. Apples are out there, pumpkins and so on, mums, you know, people selling mums and so on. That lady was asking about flowers. Well, mums are perennials, and you can take and set those out, and they'll come back here if you tend to them right.
And they've got those at the farmer's market?
Yeah, there'll be people, or there have been, I'll say it that way. Who knows who'll be there tomorrow, but there have been those, yeah.
Sounds fun.
All right.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Mitchell Moat from the Tennessee Agriculture Extension Service. Right now the time is 9 o'clock. We've got local news and local events coming your way next on WGNS.